Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Oh, baby! I'm just trolling. I needed that to wake up. Needed that to wake my game up. It's a payday Friday. / Bay Area Friday. It's always a Bay Area day.
Needed it.
It's always. We needed the paper. We needed a good night's sleep. And it was fun to see the Celtics lose last night. It was fun to see OKC lose last night. Just chaotic. Chaos in the playoffs. We got a monster doubleheader today. The Giants, they get smoked during the day. 9-1. Rough road trip for them. Just 3-7 on a 10-game road trip. Spinoni, as I say good morning to you, say good morning to YouTube, say good morning to Twitch and Twitter /X, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first class money market today. We got Carter back in the building. We got Lubman back there with the San Francisco. Ooh, I love that Seals jersey right there. Looking very, very clean. Looks like he's ready to go to the game tonight against the Cincinnati Reds as the Giants come back home for nine. Spinotti, what's happening, man?
Oh, you know, just fighting through adversity here. Allergies are just, I think they're killing all of us right now. It's been hot. It's been windy in the Bay. Got that pollen everywhere. And for a guy like me who wears eye contacts, and I'm sure a lot of you listening can do it, it like traps the pollen in there, and your eyes are already itchy as it is. So you have this layer of plastic on there. This is my flu game. This is my Jordan flu game today. I'm going to fight through it.
I'm not going to lie. I popped the Claritin on the freeway.
Oh, no. I had the nasal spray. Trust me. I've had, you see the schnoz? It takes a couple of them.
The back and forth, the rain, the hot, the sun. All of a sudden, it's 80 degrees. And you're like, oh, my gosh, what is going on here? Allergy season is real. I didn't really start getting allergies until like the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's hitting bad as of late. When I got older, too, it didn't really hit as much when I was a kid. But then as you get older, just things start to happen, right? Your body gets to break down and says, no, you can't handle pollen anymore.
So I already see a comment here, SF Bay Drummer.
Already?
I love SF Bay Drummer. I already see a comment on YouTube.
Yeah, he likes my Instagram stories. I like him, too.
He's a good kid. He's my guy. OKC did lose the press conference.
I just saw the video 15 minutes ago and sent it in the chat.
So let's explain to the people out there what he's talking about. So, SF Bay Drummer.
So Luka Doncic, post game yesterday, Mavericks beating the Thunder in Oklahoma City, 119-110. They even up the series, heading back to Dallas. Luka does Luka things yesterday. Obviously, he went for 29-10-7. Pretty good stat line. Played 41 minutes. I always feel like he's hobbled. He kind of has that LeBron James in him whenever you think he's hurt, but he's really not. But we'll wait and see there. Big win for them. But after it, he's talking to the media, right? And just sitting there, and they're asking him questions. And then all of a sudden, either someone's phone, laptop, or it was actually happening somewhere. There was some moaning going on by a female. Maybe it was an adult video. Maybe it was happening in Oklahoma. I don't know. Does Oklahoma get down like that in the hallways of the arena? Whatever the arena's called, Bonte, you can help me out with that. Whenever it is Oklahoma City.
There used to be Chesapeake Bay Arena. I think they switched the name. I think it's the Paycom Center. Without Googling, I think it's the Paycom Center.
Okay, Paycom Center.
Well, I think it's the Paycom Center.
Someone may have been getting paid there to have certain services done because there was some moaning happening during the press conference, to which Luka Doncic just looked up, shocked, awed, and put his head down.
The Paycom Center where things goes around. Oh, we could go ahead and play it. Here's Luka.
We were open shots, so just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think?
Oh my god. That's the best part of waking up is morning roasting your cup right there. That's what it is on a payday Friday.
That's
the feeling right there.
Luka was like, what is going on? Somebody's having some fun out there. Oh man, no, that was comedy. I couldn't believe it. No, I was just like, I was watching it over and over, like, what is going on? Go ahead, Spadoni. You tweeted what?
I tweeted the video, so you can follow me at Spadoni _ Joe, just because the context of Luca's face, the realization of him seeing it. Play it one more time for me, because it's just so good.
We were open shot, so just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think?
No, I don't know if that was their Raymond Ritter. I don't know if that was the person asked the question. Oh, that was tremendous. I know Anthony Slater's covering this series, R95.7 The Game, Warriors Insider. I want to know if he was there.
No, I'm going to text him right now.
Please.
See what he says. If we get him on, we'd have to pay him.
No.
We're pity pitcher right now around this company.
This isn't the Paycom
Studios.
Him.
Hopefully we get a break. Maybe that was just wild. As Luka Doncic, he goes for 29 and nearly drops a triple double. I got to say, in that game though, outside of the press conference, because that was comedy. That's one of the weirder things I've seen happen in a press conference. One time, our boy Riley Young, Bay Area sports rap.
Yeah.
When they were doing the Zoom press conferences during the pandemic, Steve Kerr's talking. He's on a Zoom press conference. And Leong leaves his volume up. And it's his nephew playing hoops. And he goes, there you go, right? Yeah, slam dunk, 2 points. And Steve Kerr stops. He's like, something's going on there. But well, I mean, I don't know. That's as strange of a moment I've seen in a press conference.
We've all been there. And specifically, if you've been going to college the last decade plus, when you have your own laptops, right? Some things, right. You have to sync it to the projector on the board. So you're doing a presentation, and may or may not, it's happened to me at SF State. Well, not to me personally, but I've seen people in the class where they just forget to turn off certain tabs. We'll say that.
Yeah, let's just
turn off the hub.
That
people.
Makes sense.
All
that
right?
Makes sense.
The hub needs to go down.
Oh, Certified G, this is just comedy. I can't stop looking at this text. Xfinity Mobile text line. You see Certified G?
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
No, it's not morning roast. It's moaning roast.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
It's moaning roast in your cup.
That's actually a payday five.
That's a big time five.
That's a five right there.
Certified G, that's how you get yourself to become the texture of the year here when it comes to the Doobie Awards. Luka Doncic, 29, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. I got to say, this guy, Luka Doncic, would drive me crazy if I was a fan of the Mavericks.
He's so good, though.
He's so good. But he may have lied to the officials on every single possession of that basketball game.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally happened. I seen him every other possession. If it wasn't every possession, it was every other possession. By the way, he's limping around like he tore his Achilles. Like he popped it. Like, he's down. The announcer's like, oh, Luka's down. He can't move. Doesn't play any defense on that possession. Dallas gets the rebound. He calls for the ball. And the limp mysteriously goes away.
Oh, of course.
It mysteriously dissipates.
Well, that's called adenaline, Bonte. It just goes away. He's gutsy.
Is that what it is?
Yes, he's a fighter. He is a warrior.
Okay.
And he's a maverick.
I know you're trolling.
That's what they do.
I know you're trolling. And then he walks into a step back three, calmly sinks it.
I mean,
he faked it for... This guy's unbelievable with the fake injuries, the constant crying. He would drive me crazy. He would. He would drive me insane.
Take him in a heartbeat.
He is so damn good.
Yes.
And now we got a series in Oklahoma City. We got a development where Josh Giddey only saw 11 minutes yesterday. 11 minutes. Now, Josh Giddey can't shoot a lick, right? I think he's a really good player. You know, nearly, 12. This year he averaged 12, 6, and 5. Former first-round pick, 6th overall. He got picked right ahead of Jonathan Kuminga. But the three-point percentage is down to 33.5%. And teams are laying off of him. And now you got a development where, what is OKC going to do? Yeah. He didn't start the second half, so.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We got a series out there between OKC and Dallas. And then, again, when you want to trust the Boston Celtics, Bodoni, you can't trust the Celtics because they lose a game too. And they get blown out. By the way, you want to talk about something funny here on a Payday Friday?
Please.
Club Onyx, a strip club in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Has been robbed.
I'm loving this Friday already. Keep going.
Has been robbed.
Robbed.
Two men broke into the strip club in Atlanta by cutting a hole through the roof and stole $250,000 at Club Onyx, the strip club.
What are we doing? honest, hardworking money right there. Like, I don't, it's in a serious note. Like, come on. Like, what is this? Some sort of heist, too? Cutting a hole in the roof?
Mission Impossible action.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. James Bond? What are we doing here?
I mean, it's pretty creative. I mean, if you're going to rob anything, rob a bank or rob a strip club.
Who's the guy's name? Ethan Kraft or whatever? That's his name? I don't know what his name. What is Ethan? What's his name in Mission Impossible? What's Tom Cruise's character's name? Come on, Sam.
I can give you the theme song. It's about as deep as
I can. Oh, that's it. Oh, come on.
Mission Impossible guy. Sorry,
Chad. I think Ethan Kraft is a character from Lizzie McGuire.
There's like, what?
Ethan Hunt.
Eight of those movies.
Ethan Hunt is his name.
Come on. He wouldn't even do that to the strip club.
I mean,
James Bond would never.
I don't think he would never. And I don't condone this whatsoever. I think it's terrible. But when you think about it, rob a bank or rob a strip club. The options, these burglars are probably going through options. Like, they're trying to get rich, obviously. They're going to get rich or die trying, right? That's basically what these two guys did.
Honest, hard work, living right there. What happened to that in society?
I agree. But
as we're talking about strip clubs and other
stuff. These two burglars, whether they were male or female, could have been both, one or the other. I don't know. They probably, their options was, let's rob something. And what are we going to rob without trying
simply
to get caught?
Going to a strip club is not unprofessional.
Thank you, Steiny.
They cut a hole through the roof. It got through there.
Yeah, they cut a hole like with a saw. Like, what are we doing here? This is Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck,
it's
Acme.
Not giving me any details
turning around.
Here. It's not giving me any details. But Grand Theft Auto was rough. I thought since the pandemic, our society, it's become cutthroat. You got to watch yourself.
Yeah.
You got to be careful out here because guys are just bipping cars. They're stealing out of nowhere. Businesses are shut down because they don't want to stay up because people are just breaking through the windows. Remember, what was it, last 2 years ago? Dealership in Oakland. Somebody just drove their car through and people were stealing cars right off the lot.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's wild what's going on out here.
Dude, the NFC Championship 2 years ago, or two seasons ago, I should say, when it was the Philadelphia... And it was, it was the Rams. It was Rams-Niners at SoFi Stadium. Like, all of Oakland and the East Bay had their power knocked out because a stray bullet hit a Comcast tower. So I couldn't even watch the game. I literally turned the game on, and Jimmy, like, throws a pick or a fumble or whatever to end the game. I was like, oh, cool. Nice NFC Championship. I had to follow along, like, Twitter. It was just, to your point, it's just crazy world out there right now. So everyone just be safe. But you know what? I'm going to feel good today because it's a payday Friday, Bonte.
I do feel
basketball
good.
Is booming right now for the Golden State Warriors watching this. And I'm curious, were you getting at something there with Josh Giddey potentially being on the trade block?
No, not at all.
I didn't know if that's where you were going there.
But I mean, for OKC, they're probably going to trade Josh. If you can't play in the playoffs,
yeah,
and you become exposed in the playoffs, well, OKC has the assets and the draft capital to make some moves happen.
Correct.
And they could upgrade that position in a heartbeat. And just looking at that team with Jalen Williams, I really like Jalen Williams.
Oh, he's so good.
I really like him.
Like both of them.
SGA. Oh, yeah, both Jalen Williams. One from Arkansas, one from Santa Clara. But, you know, you get SGA, you get Chet. I'm not sure what the fit is for Josh Giddey moving forward with that roster.
Well, and he's so young still, so if I'm another team during this offseason, if it's going to be chaotic as we're going chaos around the country and chaos in NBA basketball, he's 21. Obviously, there was some investigations into his personal life and for allegations regarding activities with a minor.
Right.
Obviously, there nothing got followed up with that.
Yeah.
So that is something you'd have to be cognizant of going forward. That image surrounding him, it's going to be kind of a stain on his career going forward. But if you're just talking about on the basketball court, I mean, he's shown so much promise. I mean, we saw him a bunch this year being in the West, Bonte. The skill is undeniable, Josh Giddey. The size, the athleticism, the passing ability, but the lack of fluidity when he is on the court with that offense, it's just night and day when he was on and off the court.
No doubt.
You can see it.
No doubt.
And Shea's the guy there now. Like, for a while, you might have thought maybe Giddey was going to be the future, but it's you just named all those other guys that I'm putting up above him.
I think Jalen Williams is the guy who's catapulted Giddey, yes. And that was the unexpected one.
Yeah.
Jalen Williams from Santa Clara is just a stud. He's barking at the crowd. He's a dog. He really is. I know Jerry West said, I don't want dogs. I'm a wolf. But you know what? Dog is the thing right now.
He's a pup right now. He's a young wolf pup.
He's a young, but he's a good, good player. And I think he's catapulted Josh Giddey. So that's an interesting development. Boston. Do you trust Boston? This is why if OG Anunoby becomes healthy, and let's see if the Knicks can survive the Indiana Pacers because OG Anunoby's out with a hamstring strain.
Those are tricky. Hamstrings tricky. Always, especially in NFL and NBA, those ones are hard.
It's tricky. So, Boston, I just can't trust them.
I know. I feel like I'm the only one that's higher on them than most because I get it. Trust me. I get that they have, spit up all over themselves like Baby Nora has a multitude of times over the past couple seasons. But, God, the talent, I'm just looking at it. And they could win game three and then we'll all be like, all right, they're back. They should still win this series and it's tied. I just feel like depth-wise and talent-wise, they should easily be in the NBA Finals. And maybe they're just going to make me look foolish again, because I get it. Jaylen Brown, we were talking about it before we were on air, Bonte. He still can't dribble, and he's making $60 million.
No, he can't.
But if they flame out, to your point, if they don't make the Finals...
One of those two will be available.
And is that someone that the Warriors should be interested in?
Are Warrior fans interested in Jaylen...
Well,
I know some. I was talking to some people.
Beggars can't be choosers. I'm hearing a lot of begging about certain players from Warriors fans.
I was having a conversation with some Warriors officials last year at media day, And it was just like, you know, they were discussing Andrew Wiggins. Like, boy, we got Andrew Wiggins at $109 million. They got Jaylen Brown at $300 million. And we'd much rather take Andrew Wiggins. Now, the way the season played out, it did play out in Andrew Wiggins' favor. I get that. But I understand what people were saying about Jaylen Brown for $60 million a year. That's just, you can't dribble.
We were having that conversation, you guys specifically, the all the shows at the summit, remember? Yeah. Right, the preseason summit we had.
The first ever summit.
Well, the first ever, but you guys also had the conversation after that, I believe. I want to say, where was that? Fieldwork Brewing Co. San Leandro. Excuse me, I wanted to get that correct. Because you, Willard, and stuff were going back and forth about, you know, Wiggins, Jaylen Brown, all that sort of stuff. And then after this season, I mean, you'd take Jaylen Brown, but for that money, to your
point,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's a number two, is he a number three?
Yeah, I'm not feeling Jaylen. I like Jaylen. I like Jaylen the person. I want to like him. I want to love him as a basketball player. Not for $60 million.
Because you look at him though, like he's 6'6", he's got the defense, he's got size, he's got strength, he can hit the three. He gives you a lot of what the Warriors need right now, but for that price point, I just don't know if getting a guy like him and sacrificing the rest of your depth and other players is gonna catapult you. Now, if the thought process is though, this is the guy we're building around after Steph, because he is 27. So like that is
Jaylen Brown's already 27?
Yes.
Gosh, he left after his freshman year at Cal.
I know he's been around.
Has he been there for 9 years already in Boston?
He's going to be 8 years? He's going to be 28 in October.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's been around since 2016, man. That's crazy.
I remember covering him at Cal. I would go to those press conferences. Logan Murdoch and I would go to those press conferences when Quanzo Martin was a coach at Cal Berkeley, and he was one and done. Jaylen Brown was one and done. Damn, he's been in the league that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, if there's a guy to have in Boston, it's the obvious one.
Well, Jason Tatum.
Give me Tatum.
Is he coming to the Warriors?
No, he's not. I have no idea.
You know his favorite player is?
Kobe Bryant. Yeah, the Laker rumors are always.
Always. And then imagine Celtics fans if that ever happened. But to your point, if they flame out here against the Cavaliers or the Knicks, or if the Pacers make a miraculous comeback, like there's going to be conversations about all those guys top to bottom because that's what, 4, 5, 6 years now? Going back to Brad Stevens when he is the head coach, not being able to get over that hump.
Uh-huh. So sources have texted me back.
Oh. And Brad Stevens is still the president of basketball operations over there, right?
Yes. So the whole moaning gate with Luka Doncic.
The moaning gate, is that what we're calling it?
Sources have told me that it was a player of the Dallas Mavericks kind of messing around, blasting porn on his phone, kind of distracting Luka. True story. That's the insight I'm getting right now. That's the information I'm getting. So whatever. Who doesn't like a little porn, right?
Good morning, everyone. I'm kidding.
I don't watch porn. I'm sorry.
Don't talk about that.
You know what? We need a break, man. I need some coffee. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're gonna call it to the roast, you better be flushed.
I'm flushing that.
You better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Shameless shout outs coming up at 7:45. We got a lot going on here. Shameless shout out 7:45. We got the injury report. We got the call of the week. We got You Don't Know Jack, and we got your calls at 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. We got some Drake Greenlaw sound I want to get to. He talked with Matt Maiocco. First time he's really spoken since the Super Bowl.
I still cringe whenever I see that. I feel so bad for him. That really was deflating for that defensive line, so I can't wait to hear that on the other side.
And then we got a lot of updates. You know, we've gone down to Phoenix to Eddie Johnson. We talked to Mark Medina yesterday. We went down to Orlando. But what we're starting to gather here, as Frank Vogel got fired yesterday.
See ya.
Kevin Durant's had 6 coaches since he's left to go to State Warriors. 6 coaches. Just 2 playoff series wins. All these teams and all these insiders for these teams are telling us LeBron's not going anywhere. Kevin Durant's not going anywhere. So where does that leave the Warriors? And where does that leave Warrior fans in terms of what type of assets you want to try to gain? Out with the old, in with the new. You got to get younger, folks. Brandon Ingram? Is that the guy? Who's the number one target for Warrior fans out there? We'll get to all this stuff coming up, part 2 by Safeway.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.